Hello, everybody. So we're today joined by Bridie McNulty, an osteopath from Victoria. She has a particular interest in women's health and pediatrics, completing her master's in the osteopathic treatment of period pain. Hi, Bridie. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
So I'm going to be asking you today the questions about the period pain. So how serious is the problem of period pain amongst women, and how often do you treat patients with this condition?
Well, it can be quite serious among women. It can affect up to 75% of young women and 50% of adult women. These women sometimes experience the pain so badly they're unable to go to school or work, which obviously affects productivity in the workplace. I see patients with this condition quite often. They might come in for a different problem, as they're not aware that we do treat period pain, but once I do their history, often it comes up that they are suffering from period pain.
Do you think it's normal, and what do you know from your experience? Is it normal to actually experience the period pain?
Although it's very common, it's not normal and it doesn't have to happen. Often women think it is normal and it goes undiagnosed and untreated. And I think if women can make sure they get it looked at by a medical professional, it's always beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us how osteopathic treatments can potentially be beneficial during period pain?
Osteopathic treatments will aim to help treat any restrictions in the movement of the joint and the pelvis and the low back, as well as helping to release any tensions in the muscles of the pelvis and low back region. This may help with the period pain and help with fluid flow around the area. And they're also able to help prepare exercises and stretching programs to help with posture and general health.
And what are the specific techniques that you use when you treat a patient with this condition?
The techniques will really depend on each individual patient, but they may include hands-on treatment like massage, stretching, repetitive movements we call articulation, muscle energy techniques, and direct treatments to the abdominal area.
And if I want to make an appointment with you, and if I have this condition, should I visit you before or after my period or during? When should I do that?
It really, for the first appointment, it doesn't matter, because we're likely going to need to see you over multiple cycles. So when you come in, we'll take a thorough history and then be able to advise you from there when to come in, depending on when your cycle is.
And can we potentially say how many treatments will I need?
It really does depend on individual circumstances and your individual health. Recently, there was a study done in Germany where they found 5 treatments over 3 cycles to be beneficial, but obviously people might need more or less depending on their individual needs.
And would you recommend a patient to use any painkillers, or how would you think about using painkillers during the period of pain?
They'd probably have to ask their doctor or their pharmacist about that, depending on whether they're on any other medications or have any other health problems.
Mm-hmm. So are there any techniques, say, to prevent the pain itself? Not to treat, but to prevent?
Yeah, so techniques that help with treating any restrictions in the pelvis or the lumbar spine and making sure that everything's moving properly and that your posture is good could help to prevent anything happening in the future.
Good, thank you. Well, this is basically what we wanted to know. Thank you so much for your time, Bridie. And we were talking about period pain, and this is a really serious condition these days amongst women. It's really good to know that osteopathic treatments can be beneficial. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.